January 16th happens to be Wednesday this year. Also happens to be the third anniversary of my ordination. So while we were planning the ordination service 3 years ago, the pastor who was helping me joked that there are so many details, it's almost like planning a wedding. And then he got suddenly serious and he said, you know, too many pastors make the mistake of thinking that their ordination is more important than their baptism. And perhaps it's not only pastors who make the mistake of thinking that somehow ordination trumps baptism. Well, I consider it a humbling gift that the anniversary of my ordination always falls near the Sunday in the church when we're celebrating the baptism of Jesus. Because each year I get to experience again in this story the promise and the challenge that because the whole church on earth, the whole church on earth is baptized with the Holy Spirit of the crucified and living Christ, we are all named and claimed by God. We are all of us called into Christ's vision and mission of peace and grace. All of us are called into Christ's mission and vision of peace and grace. Well, I do want to say something, though, because there may be some folks here who aren't baptized, and I guess I would just say you might want to think about what that would mean that you would happen to be in a church on a morning where they're talking about baptism and when what that means. So that might be something worth thinking about, and I just didn't want to leave anybody out, so I just wanted to say that. Well, last Sunday we celebrated the Epiphany, as when the child Jesus is revealed to the Magi to be the Messiah. He is the Jewish Messiah, and now also given as a light to the nations, because of course the Magi are from afar. So Jesus is given as a light to the nations, and for the next few Sundays we're celebrating the season of Epiphany, and this is often called the season of light. That's, you know, sometimes you think somebody has an epiphany and they'll show in a cartoon, a little light bulb goes on over their head. So have you ever had an epiphany? Have you ever had a moment of insight into something that was previously unknown? Or a moment of revelation of God's vision, something beyond what we could see before? Or maybe something you could call a spirit moment. Ever had that? How is Jesus' baptism an epiphany? How are the waters of our baptism or the bread and the wine of Holy Communion epiphanies? In other words, how are God's vision and grace made manifest in these? How are God's vision and grace revealed in these things? Well, in our Old Testament reading today from the book of Isaiah, the prophet announces to Israel that the God who gave them life is also the one to free them from their captivity in Babylon. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. This is what God says to Israel through the prophet. Do not fear, for I am with you. You are precious in my sight. I love you. This is God's vision. God's vision for the people is love and freedom. And it's a freedom that goes beyond being released from captivity in a foreign land, as important as that was. And so one day then, generation after generation after generation later, in the waters of the Jordan River, God names and claims the people again, through naming and claiming Jesus. God speaks again, you are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. God speaking again, saying, I love you. You are mine. But someone said that what was revealed there in the waters of the Jordan River is not what anyone would expect or actually maybe even want. What's being revealed here? A carpenter king? A God who serves? Someone who's going to turn upside down the world's vision of power and truth? Because the world's vision is that basically for each of us, it's all about me. Isn't that the truth? But the powers of the world don't want to hear that truth, that it's not all about me and what I want right now. John the Baptist dared to speak the truth to Herod, to King Herod, and in that case it was that it was wrong for Herod to take his brother's wife as his own. And so what happened? Herod has John the Baptist beheaded. Well, then Jesus speaks the truth. Jesus speaks the truth not only to political authorities, but also to religious authorities. And as Christians, we can't hear that to be Jesus is saying something against the Jews, because remember, Jesus was a Jew. So it's a word spoken to the in-group, whatever that would be. So in our time and place, it would be, what is the word spoken to us as people in the church? And Jesus says, the truth is that mercy and forgiveness are God's way. It's not about wealth, it's not about power over, it's not about the power of revenge, but God's way is the way of mercy and forgiveness. But the powers didn't want to hear that, so they hung Jesus on a cross. But God's love cannot be destroyed. God called Jesus out of the grave. We're talking about naming and God's voice. God calls Jesus out of the grave, and so Jesus calls us now too into a true and new life. Touch the waters when you come today to gather around the table for communion, and feel and see and then taste God's vision that is made manifest in the water and in the bread and in the wine, which is where Christ is present for us always, in all times and places. But as Martin Luther said, here we don't have to struggle. Here we know that Christ is present with us. And then turn to one another and see. See those who gather at the table with you, and see in one another God's love and grace made manifest. In baptism, we are all claimed and named by God, and we are all of us called into Christ's vision and mission of grace and peace. So it's not just the ordained people. It's not just the people in the church who do a lot of stuff. It's not just the people of certain denominations. It's all the baptized. That's why our baptism is special. It's God calling us to be the light of Christ in this world, to shine Christ's light through all the corners of the earth, and also to the person sitting next to us. Peter Story, who is a former Methodist bishop from South Africa, said, Until we know we are made, loved, and claimed by God, we have nothing to offer the world that it cannot offer us. So the remembrance of our baptism is our own epiphany. Now we have something more to offer. Named and claimed by God, we are set apart to live God's vision of grace and peace. And it's not just what we do, it's who we are, claimed by God. So today, as we remember and give thanks for the baptism of Jesus, we also remember and give thanks for our own baptisms, that we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and with this fiery, powerful love that flows from Christ and never, ever ends. And for that, thanks be to God. Amen.